Hello?
Hello. Hello, how you doing today?
Okay.
Hello?
Can I help you?
Yes. My name is Tony. I'm calling from Opinion Research and would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, our state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote in New Jersey as a Democrat? Hello?
Who's calling?
My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research.
Okay.
We're just conducting an opinion survey, sir. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Awesome. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote. 50-50 chances, or you're not going to vote?
Probably vote, most likely vote.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, sir, what is your race? Hello?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you there. Your phone cut out.
Well, what is your race, if you don't mind me asking?
White.
Okay.
Caucasian.
And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I'll go to Puerto Rico.
Okay. Understandable, sir. Now, what year were you born, if you don't mind me asking?
1969.
All right. Awesome. Now, could you please rate your feelings toward some people using a scale of 0 to 100? 0, unfavorable, very cold. 100, very favorable and very warm. Okay? Now, 50 is neutral. Have you heard of Bob Menendez?
Yes.
What is your opinion about Bob Menendez? How would you rate your feelings about Bob Menendez from 0 to 100?
Oh, I don't think I know enough to answer any
okay.
more questions. Yeah.
What about
50? I don't know.
50? Okay. We can say 50. That's a problem. And what about Joe Biden? How would you rate your feelings toward Joe Biden?
Feelings?
About
70%.
Okay. What about Stephen Fulop?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know? Okay, you never heard of him. What about Tammy Murphy?
Nope. Don't know who he is.
Okay. Tammy Murphy. Okay. What about Phil Murphy?
The governor?
Yes.
I believe that
Tammy Murphy is the governor's wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Phil Murphy, that's the governor. How would you rate your opinion about him?
It's the same, like 70 maybe.
Okay. Have you heard of Andy Kim?
Andy Kim? No.
Yes, K-I-M. Okay. What about Ravi Bala.
Ravi Bala is the mayor of Hoboken.
Yes, that's the mayor of Hoboken. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I live in Hoboken, so I know.
Okay, great. How would you rate your opinion about Ravi Bala from 0 to 100?
Around the same, maybe a little more, like 75, 80.
Have you heard of Rob Menendez?
Wasn't that the first question?
No, the first one is Bob Menendez.
Oh, Bob.
That's the senator. And Rob Menendez is the congressman. That's father and son. Now, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
I thought it was Bob Menendez. Menendez.
No, it's Rob Menendez. Rob is the son. He's running for Congress.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Okay, so when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I don't know, politician.
Politician, okay. Awesome. And I do truly apologize, sir. Okay, I do thank you for helping me complete this survey. I truly do. Now, would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
Oh, gee. I don't know if I know enough. I mean,
okay.
I don't think any, I don't know if any senator is doing enough.
If the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Tammy Murphy and Patricia Campos Medina, Bob Menendez, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I would have to do research before I vote.
Okay. Now,
I know. I know Bob Menendez was in the news, possibly taking a bribe from Egypt or something.
Okay. Well, who would you lean to if you had to choose today? Who would you lean towards voting if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and you had to choose?
Probably him, because he was in it already.
Okay. Now, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Kyle Jaycee, and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Probably the Hoboken guy, because I heard of him.
Okay, Ravi Bala, okay.
Ravi, yeah.
Now, in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all, about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
And a couple months ago, he was in the news of possibly taking cash bribes from other countries.
So would you say that you heard a lot, some? Not too much?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know enough. Like, I didn't think I knew enough to answer your questions, but I saw something. I don't know enough.
So you can say some or not too much?
Some, yeah.
Okay. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely? Somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Not too closely.
Could you please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez? Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involved in his father's issues in any way. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Oh, I don't know if I know enough, but I would mostly agree, but I don't know if I want to answer that.
Okay, hey, no problem.
I gotta run. It was nice talking to you, but
okay.
I gotta get splitting.
Well, sir, if you could allow me just a few more questions, that's it.
Okay,
so that way,
can you go quick? Can you make it quick?
Sure. Yes, sir. Right. Now, the son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez. Do you agree or disagree?
Sure, I agree.
Okay, strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I agree.
Strongly, okay. Now, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any crime. Would you agree or disagree?
I guess so. I'll take your word for it. Sure.
Okay, so would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I guess I will agree.
Okay. And there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I don't know. I mean, we don't know everything yet, so I don't
know.
What
about Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son? Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Well, he had to be voted in, right?
Exactly, yes.
So I guess I would disagree then.
Okay. All right. Let me read to you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Menendez. Just let me know which one is closer to your own view. Okay? Now, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the government of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredibly effective and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, deliver billions in federal funding for local transit projects, helped over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year in office. and has been a leader in standing up to the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportations, to ban books, to ban abortion, and to bring back Donald Trump. Which one comes closer to your own view, the supporters or the critics?
Boy. I don't know.
Okay, that's
know.
No problem.
I have to leave that one blank.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I gotta run. It was good talking to you, but I really have to go.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
bye-bye.
Sir. Have a wonderful day, okay? Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, really bother. Yeah, I'm gonna try, bro. Hello, Oscar. Hello, how you doing today, sir? Look, I have 86%. The guy just left. He was being cooperative. I tried to keep on the line, but he just didn't have the time right now. He just hung up. Okay, I kept him 2 times on the line. He just need to go do something. 86%. Can we go ahead and complete it? Let me help you. Come on, dude. Come on, dude. Yeah. 86%. The car coming.